And it's time for our Voice of the Valley, and we're inside the Barnes County Courthouse in the Auditor's Office with the Auditor, Beth Didier. Beth, thanks for joining us on our Voice of the Valley today.
You're welcome, Steve. Glad to be here.
Beth, let's talk a little bit about this election coming up. People can vote in person and absentee. Now, there's a few steps for them if they want to vote absentee.
Right. Our mail-in ballot applications were mailed out to all active voters in the system, which means they voted in the last two elections. So if you did not receive an application, you can contact our office and we will get one to you. Or you can come up to our office and we will get one to you.
And you can also vote in person the day of the election, which is June 14th from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. right here in the Barnes County Courthouse. And this year, that will include not only the primary and the election, but it'll include the city of Valley City, and also the park board will be here as well this year.
Right. We have only one precinct or one polling location open that will include all 15 precincts in the county. So no matter which, you could come to Valley City and vote, be living in Wimbledon, and you could vote here in your Wimbledon city election.
Otherwise, you can do it by mail, by absentee, or even you have some drop boxes off that will be available too, right?
Yes, we just got a brand new drop box, an official election mail drop box that is located across the driveway from the courthouse. And that is, we currently have a little drop box, but we're getting a bigger, more secure drop box specifically for the election mail. And so it's by the jail, the old jail, and you can't miss it. It looks very patriotic.
That's great. Now, I know that one of your coworkers said make sure you remind them about addresses to make sure that they have that correct. And tell us about that.
Absolutely. One of the requirements to vote is that you have to either have a driver's license or a non-driver ID. And we need that number on the application because we cannot process it without that. And your address needs to be updated on your driver's license or non-driver ID as well. And that's a very simple thing to do. You just have to go online and do that because we need our address records to be up to date and current so that you can vote in the place you're supposed to vote in.
And then students at VCSU, they can vote as well as long as they're residents of Valley City?
Right. If they want to vote here, they have to produce paperwork that shows their residence is here. But the thing that they should remember is that if they vote here, they can't vote back home. So they have to be kind of mindful about where they choose to vote. Where do you want your vote to count at? So if you want to vote back home, make arrangements to vote back home. If you want to vote here, be prepared to come up with some paperwork.
Okay. And of course, keep in mind when you're voting, we call it a primary election on June 14th because if you're running for a county office, it's the primary to see if the top two candidates go on the ballot in November.
Right, right.
And then city, that's final. Now, the city vote will be final for city commission and mayor and as well as the park board. That's final on June 14th. And they got a couple of measures, advisory measures as well, that you'll see. And I want to clarify that we have a school board election, but that school board election is going to be held at the Central Administration Building in Valley City, not here at the courthouse, still on the same day, the 14th, at least for Valley City Public School District. But you were telling me, Beth, there's some other school districts that have it a little bit differently, not on June 14th.
Right. And I don't know how many school districts have elections this year, but I do know that Barnes County North is the week prior. So June 7th is theirs. So if you're going to vote and you reside in Barnes County North School District, and you want to vote by mail, you need to do that sooner than you would otherwise.
All right. Anything else to add that I would like to add that I forgot to ask you, Beth?
No, I think we've covered it all. We covered a lot.
That's great. The election comes up. The primary election comes up June 14th. And of course, if you don't want to absentee vote, you can vote in person that day right here in the Barnes County Courthouse from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. There's just one polling spot for Barnes County on June 14th, and again coming up in November. But we'll tell them about that as we get closer to November, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you, Steve.
There's Beth Didier, the Barnes County Auditor, our guest on today's Voice of the Valley.